The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy might be complete. This is my commandment, love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me. No, I chose you and appointed you to go out and bear fruit that will remain. So whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you, love one another." The Gospel of the Lord. So I need you now to think along with me this morning, and hopefully what we're going to share will make sense. And I want to begin by saying, you know, God must be very disappointed with us, the way we have interpreted what we read in the Bible. I was also this morning thinking that if somebody were to ask you, what's the difference between the Bible and any other book that you might read, I think the answer is, in the Bible, it's the inspired word of God. And we got an example of that in the first reading this morning from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter, the first pope, he's on his way to a place called Joppa. And there is a man there, Cornelius, an important guy. He's a Roman, he's a pagan. And Peter was on his way to baptize any Jews who wanted to be baptized and who were circumcised, if they were male. But on the way, he was inspired by the Holy Spirit to go to the house of Cornelius. Now, Peter had no intention whatsoever of going to the house of Cornelius. And when he got there, this man, who was a pagan, we're told in the first reading, knelt down before the feet of Peter. And Peter said, "Get up." He said, "What are you doing? I'm just another human being." And then we're told that the Holy Spirit came down upon Cornelius and his household, and they were all baptized. What's the significance of that? The significance is that this was the first time a pagan was baptized. Up to that, it was exclusively Jews. Now, bring that right up to us to today. And look at our church. And most of you are old enough to recall and remember how exclusive we became. We were an exclusive church rather than inclusive. And so we decided who was worthy, who was welcome, and who was not welcome. And so the message got out very quickly. If you're in a second marriage, you're not really welcome. If you're separated or divorced, you're not really welcome. If you're gay or lesbian, you're definitely not welcome. Where do we get this from? And I have heard this, and I'm sure you have heard it too, at funerals and weddings, the priest getting up and say, if you're not Catholic, don't come up to the front. Don't come up to the communion. How insulting is that? Is that the way Jesus? Is that what Jesus did? The answer is no. We're told again in the readings this morning, Jesus has no favorites. Everybody is welcome. He reached out to everyone. He never said, are you a practicing Catholic? There's no commandment saying, you got to be really good before I love you. No. But we began all these things. Now again, listen to the readings this morning. Beautiful readings. In the second reading from the letter of John, there's a phrase there, very, very, very important phrase that most of us all our lives have missed. And it is three simple words. God is love. Doesn't say God loves sometimes or God has love. No. God is love, which means love is God. They are synonymous. God is love. Therefore, love is God. How beautiful is that? And then in the Gospel this morning, that lovely reading from the Gospel of John, we read there that my commandment to you is love one another. Now, when we hear the word commandment, we immediately think of the Ten Commandments. But no. No. Jesus said, strictly speaking, there's only one commandment. Just one. My commandment to you is love one another as I have loved you. And leading up to that, he says, if you remain in my love, you will have joy. But we got that upside down. Totally wrong. Because we were told, you were told as a child, you were told as an adult, and you've heard that probably preached to you many times. No, you got to love God, because otherwise God will not love you. Listen to the Gospel this morning. I chose you. You did not choose me. So each one of you is a chosen person. That's not my idea. That's in the gospel. You either believe it or you don't. That's in the gospel this morning. I chose you, not we chose God. So I'm chosen before ever I was born. And we get all knotted up and frustrated because we're not perfect. I have news for you. I'm never going to be perfect, neither are you. You know that. So does that mean ultimately God is not going to love you? Of course not. He loves us in our imperfections. Again, listen to the beautiful reading in the gospel this morning. I chose you, not we chose God. God chose you before you were born. From all eternity, you are a chosen person. Now, if I really believe that I am loved by God, which I do nowadays, I didn't believe it maybe for a long time in my life. I was more aware of my failings. But if I really believe that God loves me and that God has no favorites, then I will look at you and know that you too, each and every one of you, are loved absolutely. And that's going to bring about a total change in my life, because I'm going to see you in a totally different way. And I'm going to be way, 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 way less judgmental. If you really believe that. And I won't be categorizing people. And it's sad, you know, I try and maintain my joy and my peace. But you know, when you look at the news today, or you at the media, all the hatred they're spewing out all the time. And even the bishops are into saying who is welcome at the altar and who is not welcome at the altar. What are we doing as a church? What are we doing? Our one commandment is to love, not to be judging, not to be categorizing, but simply to love. And I'm sure most of you here this morning hopefully are doing that. And if you're not doing it, and maybe I know you'll begin now, and hopefully you'll change. And it's not about politics. It's not about where you come from. Because no matter where you come from, you're probably not 100%. By that I meet a lot of people who have never set foot in Ireland and who will say to me that they're Irish. And they probably are. I've always thought I'm 100% Irish, but I'm sure if I were to look up my ancestry, I'd find we had many invasions in Ireland that I'm probably British. We were invaded by the Norwegians, the Vikings, by the Spaniards. So I'm sure along my ancestral line, some little Spaniard or some little Viking got in there somewhere. So none of us are totally what we think we are. But the thing is, we are chosen by God and we're loved by God. And does anything else really matter? And the answer is no. No. Now, where is Tina? Is she over there? No. I think we have some flowers and there's a prayer. So